Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl Kiami Daviel, and I am so excited. I'm going to be on Cherry's World Podcast. Make sure you check it out.
The only podcast coming through your beat stereo is Cherry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure I got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders, Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine, whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. Saw you on TV and touch the screen, touch on you, I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon to me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
So look, I'm just gonna jump into it, and we already been talking without you, Courtney, but I am so, first of all, I feel really bad to do this to you, right? Because people have done this to me like my whole life, and I'd be like, come on, man, why you gotta go there? But I have two love affairs with this young lady because she's a grown woman, okay? She ain't a little girl no more. But when I first met her like everybody else did. You know what I'm saying? And I was so proud to see a version of myself, a little version of myself. I got two copies. One I kept in the plastic all these years, and opened it. And the other copy my daughter now watches because she'd be like watching her auntie on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
But this is just a slice of what you've done. And I know you hate it because like Punky Brewster is all anybody ever say to me. And Family Man. So I feel you. But I have to pay homage.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's where I fell in love with you. And then I got the honors of meeting you later in life as a woman and fall in love with you again.
That's sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, and seriously, likewise, like absolutely likewise. And, you know, it's such a pleasure to see, you know, individuals who understand what it's like to kind of grow up in this industry and somebody that, you know, like a big sis, I can reach out, you know, we can talk, you know what I mean? And it's so nice because, and I also understand that whose shoulders I stand on.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because I mean, hey, you paved the way so that I could have people, you know, to watch me do what I love to do. So, you know, it's the feeling is definitely absolutely mutual.
Oh, like for real, Courtney, she holds such a special place in my heart, like half of America. But what makes it so special for me is I didn't meet her until she was a woman and I was a grown woman. And she was just as sweet as I always pray that she would be. So my first question for you is, how do you grow up in Hollywood and not let it taint your heart?
Yeah, it's because it's easy to do. It is absolutely easy to do. I definitely have to, you know, pay all homage and respect to my mom because my mom is that individual who was like, oh, you got to stay humbled because there's one diva in the house and that's me. So I don't know what you thought this was. But let me just tell you what it's not. And it's that. So so I definitely think that's a big part of it. And also, you know, my faith plays a huge part of it in realizing that at the end of the day, God giveth and he can take it away. if you don't handle it correctly. You know, so just being able to remain humble and understanding that these individuals that, you know, support me deserve the respect. They deserve my thank yous. They deserve my love. And so I think that was a huge, huge part of it. Just knowing, you know, and especially also knowing where I came from. You know, it's a very small town in Kentucky, and being able to realize that people, weird to say, but they look up to me. You know, it's individuals who have watched me grow. And so I owe it to them to be my best self, not only myself, but to my fans. I owe it to be my best self. So I think that just kind of coming to those terms at an early age really, really helped me just stay grounded and not let, you know, any Hollywood or fame get to my head. So.
You have such a unique name. How did your mom come up with that? Or whoever. Okay.
Yes. So mom, she actually liked the name Kia, and then she liked the name Ami. And funny story, she's seen the name Ami on, and see, this is why I'm dating myself. I just turned 35 on Saturday, so this is how I know I'm old.
Happy birthday.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Buski.
It's so weird to say, like, 35. I'm like, what? Wow. Okay, well, you know, hey, new chapter. Loving it. So she found the name Ami on Star Search. She was watching Star Search, and there was a contestant named Ami, and she was like, I like that. But she didn't want to walk around calling me that all the time, which she does because that's my nickname. But so she put them together. So it's actually Kiyomi, but it's Kiyomi because I don't even say Kiyomi. I just, it's fine. It's Kiyomi, and that's what we're going with. So that's actually how she.
I've been saying your name wrong for years then. If it's Kiyomi, because I've been calling you Kiyomi.
and that is fine. Okay. That is absolutely fine. Because and she's like, well, you know, it's Kiyomi. No, it's Kiyomi, sis. I can't do it. So that's how she made it up. And come to find out, I actually spoke with someone, this is probably a few years ago, didn't even know this, but it actually means resurrection in Arabic. So I found out later, supposedly. So and she was like,
the name she just put together actually means something.
Supposedly, that's what they told me. And she was like, I knew that. I was like, no, you didn't.
And then you got the perfect last name to go with it too. Like everything flows well.
Thank you. Yes, and that Davielle is actually that's my middle name, but it's I go by Kiyomi Davielle. Mm-hmm. But I go by Kiyomi Davielle because my whole name is like super long. So and that she also found I don't know what it was with her and Star Search. There was a contestant named Raphael. And so she just changed it to Davielle. I need her to stop watching TV. Yeah.
Now, see, I thought somebody in your family was French. I was like, they Creole or something.
Yeah. Now, see, she be trying to put a little twist on it. You know, she's so extra. Sometimes she just be so extra. But no, that's my homie though. So that's how she came up with it. And it's just I feel like it fits me.
Yeah. Hey, what are you dating yourself? Like, what that mean?
So that means that I am, you know, for those like younger generations who might not remember what Star Search is, it's me kind of showing my age, so to speak, saying, yes, I remember Star Search. I used to watch Star Search. And, you know, we have these, like I said, these younger generations that are coming up that are like, I don't know what you're talking about. So that's what I mean when I say, yeah, I'm dating myself, kind of showing my age just a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Let me tell you something. You're 35. At 35, yes, I was wild and living my best life. So, sis, get it in for the next couple
yes,
of years.
Yes, ma'am. Okay? Yes, yes. And I'm so ready. Now, it's this newfound aches and pains that have just, I'm like, what is this? Like, what's happening? I don't know if it's from the move or if it's the eight. I don't know. But
that's the thing. I just moved too. And I can still do the same things I did when I was in my 30s, but I feel a lot different the next day.
Come on. Yes. Body.
Yeah. Whew. The female body changes every 7 years. That's what they don't tell us.
I did not see. Oh, so that's a knowledge right there.
We gonna have a conversation, a deep conversation, you and I, in about 4 more years.
I'm ready. Right? Because yeah, I'll be almost to 40.
Yes. We gonna have a deep conversation because there's a whole lot of things and stuff. I started going through premenopause at 35, and nobody told me that that was even possible.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, sis. Okay. I went to the doctor. I thought I had HIV.
What the what?
Oh, I webbed indeed all my symptoms. I was having hot and cold flashes.
Okay, okay.
Night sweats. I couldn't keep my hair, you know. I couldn't keep my hair straight at night.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. And when I looked on WebMD, it said HIV.
Jesus.
I went to the doctor. Look at Cordy. I got my blood taken. They told me they call me back. This is dating myself in 10 days because they didn't have the.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get no call. Doctor didn't call me, tell me nothing. So I had diarrhea. I thought I was dying. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
It's not a death sentence no more. But back then, we ain't know. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't know.
Yeah. So I called the doctor and I was like, yo, just give me the news. Doc was like, you're negative. I start crying. Okay. Negative is bad, right?
No, that's a good
thing. Well, yeah, but in my head.
Yes, he was like, oh, God, I'm dying.
So look, all that was wrong with me was my estrogen levels fell, and nobody told me that was possible. So sis, know that there's some weird stuff going on. You good.
That's what that is. Okay, got you. Got you. Good to know. No, yeah, yeah, we're definitely going to have that conversation because, you know, it's right around the bend. I'm like, oh, I'm mid-30s now. You know, it's hitting different, so...
Party, live it up.
Yes, I intend to. I feel good. Like it's a new chapter, you know. And I'm grateful and I'm blessed because I literally know individuals who did not make it to 35.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm like I am absolutely, absolutely grateful. And you know, I had a little trip to Cabo. I was like, yeah, you know, we're about to go up here and turn up one time for the one time. So, you know, that was cute. So, now, you know, I had fun.
I kind of want to get up in your business a little bit. And you ain't
got to
tell me. You can say, get out my business, sis. Get out my business.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Are you in a relationship?
I am not. Do I want to be? Yes.
So how hard is it dating, right? When people don't even take the time to get to know you as a person, they know the characters that you played, whether it was when you were on Moesha or whatever else. And they feel like they want to date those girls instead of learning who you are as a person. Like, how hard is it to date when you grew up on TV?
It is so, so difficult because it's exactly what you said. It's more so of, you know, you don't want to put forth the effort to get to know me. You're not wanting to know who, like, really Kiami is. And it's just a lack of consistency for me. I can't because then it just makes me be like, okay, I can't have you be inconsistent and interested. Like, it doesn't work for me. So that's really like the biggest problem. And then, you know, you have individuals who the first thing that they want to do is, you know, get me into somebody's bed. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Do you know my favorite color? Do you know my last name? Do you know what I'm allergic to? Like, can we not? Like, I don't.
They don't care. Your favorite cover, of course, is lavender. That's all they're going to say.
That's it. And be like, we good. So, no, we not good.
What about the show off factor? Do they like take you to their homies' houses or to their uncles and stuff so that they can show that they with the girl from TV? Because they did that to me and I hated it.
It happens. It does happen. And you know, a lot of the time that's not usually the first thing, you know, that I'll bring up unless somebody like asks about it. You know, but yes, it'll happen. And then, or you know, I tell my mom about you. And she loves Matilda. I'm like, okay, all right, cool, okay. And I'm like, and it doesn't, I mean, you can be, like, I can enjoy the fact that it's something that you like as far as, like, my work. And I'm always humbled by that. I just don't want that to be a driving force. And I will always tell anybody that I'm dating, I'm different. I'm a different type of chick. I don't necessarily consider myself high maintenance, if you will, but I require a lot. But in my requirement, I give just as much as I ask for. So it's always, you know, a 50-50 type situation.
I know you. So for you to say that you require much, Courtney, she requires respect. She requires you not to be playing no games with her because she's going to see through your bullshit anyway.
But isn't that the process, though? Isn't that, regardless of you famous or not, you know what I'm saying? Because isn't that part of the process?
I think so.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like treating you normal then?
Yes.
It should be.
Okay.
It should be. And that's what I want. That's what I ask for. And I ask for just for the individual to exactly, like she said, show me respect. Like, just be, you know, dedicated. And I always would say I date with intent. I date with purpose. I don't just date just because I'm bored and I don't have anything else to do with my life.
You beyond me, because I didn't do that. I never dated with intent. I just dated because if you fun, we going. When you're not fun, I'll talk to you no more. But I never dated with the intent of getting my whole thoughts of marriage are misconstrued. So I'm not even going to talk to you about that. But I never dated to marry, ever.
I got you.
And I think that's why I got what I got. I manifested what I was looking for.
And I'm like, you know, I've been there, done that. Like, you know, I don't have the energy anymore for that. Like, I can't do it. Like, let's just come correct. Now, I'm not asking for like a rush. Like, that's not the whole thing. Like, I don't need to or want to rush into something, because I want to make sure, just like you're building a house, if the foundation isn't solid, your house is going to crumble. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that as far as the relationship, that there's a solid foundation. But we have to make sure that there is some type of intent, there's some type of effort, that there is some type of goal that we are working towards. Now, is it guaranteed that it is always going to work out? Not necessarily. But if you don't have a direction and you're just literally throwing darts at a dartboard with no bullseye target, what are you doing? So that's kind of where I'm at. Like, let's have a goal in mind and let's work towards that. And if it doesn't work, at least we can say, well, hey, we tried, you know, and we really, really gave it our best effort. But then they ain't about that life. So I just,
they ain't about that life.
Like,
what are your requirements and what are you looking for? Because, you know, people going to be in my inbox. They're going to be like, what's up with your girl? So I got to be like, nah, bro, you ain't it. Or
you ain't it.
I don't know. Maybe you have a chance.
You can't cock block, Cherry. Let her decide.
No, I'm a cock block. You ain't got no job. Don't inbox me about her. You got a criminal record. Don't inbox me about her. I will fight over her.
Hey, throwing hands. All of them. Period. On site.
So, yes, I'm a cock block, but if a potential hit me up, I'm a call.
Let's get it.
What if he's a guy that's in between relationships?
Don't call her.
What's she saying?
That's a hard one, because it really, like, in between, what are we talking about? Because I feel like everybody has a past. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely not going to, I'm not one to judge, period. But how like far in between are we talking? Are we talking like a week, or are we talking about like a year?
Because the important, are you talking about you going from this apartment to this apartment? Is that in between?
Like, see what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking? Like, what's the, you know, parameters within that? Because my whole thing would be, I need you to heal from that. Whatever that was, I need you to heal from that. Just like I would have to take time to heal, because I can't have you bring that to me and vice versa. So I need you to be completely healed from that. Understand what you like and what you don't like, and take the lesson from whatever that was. And you can most certainly apply it, but I need you to heal. I don't need you. I can't, because I'm not in the business of trying to, a broken person can't fix another broken person, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we can't both be in here just trying to like heal from childhood traumas and stuff like that. And then, you know, we just had Joe Smith over here break my heart, and you just had Jane Smith over here break your heart, and you see me and I see you, and we're so vulnerable and, you know, in this like really weird space that we feel like it's something that it's not because we haven't taken the time to heal. Nah, I'm good. I'm good on that. However, if you're in between, meaning, you know, it's been like a year and you have fully healed, you have digested, you have taken from that what you needed to take from it, holler. I'm good with that.
Okay.
So it just depends on the situation, you know. Requirements. Please work. I'm not totally concerned about what you do as far as your profession, meaning as long as it's legal. Because I'm not, I'm you know, not.
Damn, you took off half of the people I know.
Hey, but I gotta call it what it is. You know, as long as it's legal, like, we good. I will support you. I will ride with you through whatever. And also being able to, you know, be caring, be compassionate, put forth the effort. I need to see, not only see, but I need to feel that this is something that you are really serious about. I want the communication. I not even want. I need the communication. I need us to be able to have a conversation and to hold a conversation on a daily basis. Now, does that mean I sit by my phone and you sit by yours 24/7? No, because that's impossible. However, there is some time during the day where I'm gonna need to hear your voice. I'm gonna need some time. I think also, you know, being very family oriented. It's huge for me because my family is extremely important to me. Also, I need you to be God-fearing because I am, which means that when situations arise and we need to be able to get through that, we need to be able to pray together.
She asking for nothing hard. And I'm going to throw this in there. She said, I need you to have a job. I don't care what you have. I need you to have a good job because it's a man's job to provide, perfect, and protect.
This is true.
You can't profess anything to her. And I'm not trying to be rude right now, but if you can't pay your own rent, don't call her. Okay? She ain't going to help you pay your rent. I'm a cock block every step of the way. She don't necessarily want their money, but I don't want you going back asking for hers.
Cherry, you answer this too. You answer this too. I want to know, because I'm like, I haven't dated. Are you a texter or a caller? Cherry, you too.
You know what? I'm okay with like a text during the day, like being able to text during the day, because I know that like we're busy. There's things going on. You live in working, meeting, whatever, I'm doing the same. I get it. At some point, at the end of the day, I'm gonna need to hear your voice, see your face, FaceTime, phone call, something. I'm gonna need that.
Okay.
So I don't want a text chip.
Okay.
I want a relationship.
She's much sweeter than me. Don't call me all the time because you're gonna get on.
Yeah, that's why.
She said nope.
But mind you, I haven't dated either in a very long time. My life is a lot different than hers. I just don't require, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't helping me do that shit, if you calling me all the time, you slowing me down. I got kids. My life is different than hers.
Well, no, because she's younger. So I want to ask, so let me ask you a question. How do you feel about like sending pictures and stuff like that? Like,
she's not sending nudes.
Okay, well, no.
He said no.
Because that's like, I'm hearing that's part of the whole dating process now. They send pictures. They eventually, when their relationship gets to another level, they send the new videos and all. That's part of the... How do you feel about that?
Okay, so let me answer for her real quick. And I
hate to jump there you go. There you go.
But there's an even kill, right? You have to find someone who's evenly yoked with you.
Yes.
Once you get to a certain point in your life, there's certain things you can't do.
Yeah.
So she doesn't care if you flip burgers at McDonald's and you're trying to make manager. She gonna ride with you till you make manager because you gotta flip them burgers first. She ain't sending you no naked picture because she's got more to lose than you do.
Right.
So them people that are sending news, you gotta have common sense with the situation. You ain't got nothing to lose, bruh. I don't really need to be fucking with you like that.
I mean, that's pretty much my answer. I mean,
she's just nicer than I am. She won't say it like
that. What about accepting them? Do you, is that like a requirement? Do you like accept? Do you, I'm just trying, I'm asking these questions because I know I'm 41, so I know like the generation behind me, they do things different. Like we would have never did that stuff, but I'm hearing that that's what they do now. Like it used to be a requirement for the man to pick the woman up for the date, right? I'm hearing that a lot of, and I'm not saying this is your generation, but I'm hearing that a lot of them, they Uber everywhere. Like meet me on a ride share.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. So I'm just wondering, like, is that, I'm just wondering, how's it dating?
No, I got you. Yeah, no, for me, and it's a delicate balance because I feel like you have to be able to kind of keep your relationship like spicy, if you will.
Yeah.
But for me, I think there's so much emphasis on just sex. I want intimacy. So it's a really big difference. Now, yes, there's, you know, the physical component, the sexual component of any relationship. No problem. Got it. Understand it. Cool. But if you can't stimulate me mentally, then there's nothing else that you can do for me physically. Mm. So sending me, you know, naked pictures ain't, that's not it for me. Like, no, that's not it.
See, if I was 35, they didn't have all this technology when I was 35. If I was 35, I'd have been like, I don't know, bro, send me a pic. Let me see if I'm going to pick up the phone and we can have this conversation.
She's like, let me see first. That is hilarious. Hey.
Terry, stop
aging yourself.
They didn't have it. Nobody could text me a pic.
At 35, yes, they did.
No.
That was what, like 10 years ago?
Did they have that? I don't think so. I think.
Yes.
Let me see. Because I was 25. Yeah.
Yeah. They could send me a
picture
pic. Message. Yeah. Like that. I don't know, bro. I was living wrong then because now I'd be like, I was living wrong or trying to be too safe because now I'd be like, bro, let me see if we can have a conversation. I don't think so. I'm trying to think, who was I dating when I was 35? Nah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Okay. I didn't have no iPhone or nothing back then. I had a BlackBerry.
I had a BlackBerry too, though. I did. And you remember the T-Mobile Sidekicks?
I had one of them. Couldn't do nothing. I mean,
you do a lot with them sidekicks now.
You couldn't get no pictures, could you?
Yes, you can.
I think so.
Yeah.
We wasn't on no news, though. Like, that wasn't even a thought.
Yeah, it was not that. Yeah.
That was not a thought.
It was not. Because I was, let me see, 20.
When look at Courtney over there, like, I don't know.
Oh yeah! Hey, I tell you what, my earliest memory of this T-Mobile Sidekick, my boy from high school, he ended up being in this rap group y'all probably heard of, but I ain't gonna say his name. But anyway, he
what was the group?
Yeah,
I was gonna ask.
He told me, he said, "Yo, I'm doing porn now." He said, "You gotta see," and he showed me his porn video on the Sidekick, and I was like, "Dude, you gotta be kidding me." So, yeah, they could do all that on the Sidekick back then.
I wasn't even thinking like that on no Sidekick.
Me neither.
I wasn't thinking like that on no BlackBerry.
No. Can't say I was. It's a lot.
Yeah, these kids invented that nudes and stuff. I didn't know none of that. And I was wrong.
That's, I gotta ask you a question.
And this is okay. You was on the Steve Harvey show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to you, and I was like, I googled. I was like, man, I wonder was she on Steve. What was your character on Steve Harvey?
Her name was Christina.
Okay.
So I was one of his love interests' daughters, essentially. So the girl that he was dating, I played her daughter.
What was the girl's name?
You actually remember
Christina.
No. You said the daughter. You were the daughter. What was the girl? Mm-hmm. I think this is the episode.
So I remember, like, the actress, her real name, I believe, is Alex, but I can't remember her last name.
Okay.
I can see her face, but
okay,
I can't remember her last name.
But what was it like being on this set? Because that was one of my favorite shows. Like, did you know that you were, like, working with Steve Harvey? Like what was that like?
I did. It was definitely a learning experience for me because, of course, he's a comedian, so he's very, that improv is something that he just, you know, flies off the cuff. So it was definitely good practice for me because that's enabling me to kind of put my skills to the test and think quick on my feet. So anytime, you know, that I've been fortunate enough to be on set and with whomever, I've been able to say, this is a learning experience. Absolutely. It's not just a job. It's not just me doing what I love. This is absolutely a learning experience. So what can I gain from the other individuals that I am on set with? What can I learn? So that was definitely that.
And Steve did a lot of improv because I was wondering, like, he always said he's not like an actor. And I can tell, like, mm-hmm. I was always a fan of his show. It just seemed like he said we just showed up and I just, you know, I just did what they told me to do. I just showed up and added my own thing to it. Was it really like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I wasn't around him a great deal just because, you know, he would be in his dressing room or filming other scenes or whatever the case may be. But the time that I was, absolutely. And then it was always so funny because he would get to the point where he would get ready to say something that he probably had no business saying. And then here I would come pop up. He's like, why do you always, somebody get this little girl who keeps popping up every time I'm getting ready. Yeah, because you knew you weren't supposed to say it. And every time he's getting ready to open up that mouth, here Keanu comes, he'd be like, Dad, where'd you come from? Don't know.
That sounds like, man, that sounds
like. So we have so much in common. I remember you were on the set with my cousin when you did Moesha.
Yes.
And I was so jealous because it's always been on my wish list. It still is. One day you and I will work together.
I claim that.
Yes, me too. I'm going to play your big sister or something.
Boom, let's go.
So how was it working with my cousin? Because I only got to do that one time.
Love it. I love it. So sweet. So sweet. And you know, that's my girl. So that is my girl. So I had fun and she was so patient with me because I was one of those individuals who was like, and I don't get necessarily starstruck easily, but I was just so like, just the whole set, it was just everything that was going on. I was like, oh my gosh, I literally watched these people on TV and I'm sitting here. Ah! So yeah, it was amazing. So she was so patient with me because she knew I was like probably on 20. And then that was my first time actually doing a show in front of a live audience.
Oh, really?
So, yes. So I was super, super nervous. And she was like, it's going to be okay. You're going to have so much fun. I was like, I know. I'm so scared. Like, you know, because it's like you get this one take. Well, they do it multiple times. But essentially, you know, it's like one take, if you will, in front of all these people. And she's like, so weird. But she was, like I said, so patient and so sweet. And then when I went back, probably like maybe a month later, I took one of my friends to one of the tapings and she was like, oh my gosh. I was like, hi. So, but yeah, we had a ball. That's my girl. And I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
What do you think is the part? Because you was on In the House too with LL.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh boy. LL is hilarious. And I think Alfonso is a whole nutcase because he is so, so funny. His comedic timing is amazing. And I had an opportunity to actually have individual conversations with both of them, just kind of about, because, you know, they've been in the industry for much longer than I had, you know, different capacities. So being able to have a conversation, you know, with how that was, what they learned, and some of the nuggets that I can kind of take along with that. And I think especially with LL, you know, there were times when I would improv and just kind of throw him off a little bit. And then we would cut, he'd be like, so where'd that come from? I'm like, I have no idea. It was just off the cuff. Let's just go with it. But definitely, I mean, an amazing, amazing experience. We had an absolute ball. I got to spend a lot of time with them and got to share so many stories. And then, you know, Alfonso was sharing with me about, you know, how it was on Fresh Prince and you know, kind of his transition because he was young, you know, when he started Fresh Prince. And also, you know, being able to explain to me what some of the things were that he did when it was time for him to, you know, make that transition into adulthood and what that looked like for him. And some of those things that, you know, I can kind of carry to help me with that transition, because of course this was all what would have becoming, shall I say, new to me, you know, transitioning from a child to now an adult. So he was kind of giving me some of those nuggets and what to look for, how to handle that. And so I was appreciative because it was at that time I was contemplating a teenager. So things as far as the business were changing for me. Mm-hmm. And along with just, you know, like personally, you know, things were changing. I'm growing up, you know, things are different. You know, my body's changing. I'm like, I don't know what is going on. I'm so confused. So being able to kind of talk to, you know, someone who's made that transition. And then, of course, I'm literally like 4'11" and that's it. So, you know, being in going up, but then also being so tiny, it was a very weird position to be in. So, you know, talking to him about that and, you know, kind of what I can do to really kind of stand apart from others, if you will. And so it was a blessing and we had an amazing time. I think I filmed for like almost a month. I was on 4 episodes. So it was great.
Beautiful. I'm sorry. I just want to talk before you go on about her job, about the transition, because I've been there. It gets really weird. All of a sudden you go from being the baby girl who everybody is really sweet to now these old men producers are trying to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's many things that you could have done, because I know that have brought forth, but you've kept your integrity throughout your mm-hmm. career. You've never taken mm-hmm. some of those jobs that I'm sure have been offered to you, because they were offered to me. Mm-hmm. in fact, we worked with the same agent at one point who was kind of encouraging to take those jobs that I wasn't really comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
How did you stay clear and firm within your belief to not, you know, go take your top off and get naked mm-hmm. or to mm-hmm. go to dinner with those producers? Because that's not your thing.
Right.
Right. And I'm so proud of you for it. But I know like the auditions that would come to me. So I know it came to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you really have to make a decision on, you know, my, like you said, my integrity mm-hmm. and my reputation and the image that I want to present, or money. Mm-hmm. And for me, my integrity was more important. And yes, that meant that I lost out on jobs. That meant, you know, there's periods where I'm not working because I'm choosing to, you know, hold steadfast to what it is that I believe in. Mm-hmm. And also thinking about the fact that I have younger sisters. So I didn't want my younger sisters looking at me and saying, oh, well, my sister's on here, you know, naked, whatever. Like, it's fine for me to go, no, no, no. We have more respect for ourselves than that. So, and it's a hard decision to make because, and not, you know, being completely transparent, there were some of these ones that were really, really good. Like, I was like, I could really do this. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I have to sacrifice my beliefs. And I don't want to do that. It's not worth it. So you just have to make a decision. And it's not easy, but you have to understand that if for whatever reason, you know, you're choosing not to do this, which I did, then that means that another something is on the way to you that is going to fit what you're comfortable with and what you know works for you and the message that you are trying to portray. And then I think also, you know, thinking about the greats, you know, that wasn't something that they had to do in order for them to become successful and to become great. So I don't have to do that either. I want my talent to be able to speak for itself, not my physical body and what you see.
Can I expand on that? Mm-hmm. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not into Hollywood. So I'm really asking questions as a fan. So when is it, as an actress, when is it okay to like to do a love scene or extreme kissing scene, or mm-hmm. okay to do that, but like when do you know that as being uncomfortable? Because we have seen some cases where you know, that love scene is kind of appropriate for the picture. So mm-hmm. when do you decide, and Cherry, you can tell me too, when do you decide that, nah, but I'm not going that far? Like, when do you know it's inappropriate?
Got you. So, okay. All right. So, a distinction. Have you watched Bridgerton on Netflix?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it yet. Everybody's telling me about it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's very good. It's very good. Let me just say that. However, there are definitely, and not trying to, you know, spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen it, but there are definitely some serious sex scenes in the show. Mm-hmm. However, I feel like they are classy in nature, meaning there's more so of leaving things to the imagination. There is, you know, simulation, but I'm not necessarily seeing half of everybody's body all the time, per se. And then you switch gears and you think of something like, which, I mean, she was phenomenal. So this is definitely not any shade at all, but this is the first thing that came to my mind. Like Monster's Ball.
Yeah.
Like the one scene with Holly. Like that for me, which, I mean, killed it. Crushed it. Holly Berry is amazing. So I'm not even mad at it. That would just be something that would be uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm, I ain't gonna do it. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
Like, that was a lot. I know she won, but that's what she won awards for.
Isn't that crazy?
She's been so phenomenal, and I love her.
Yes,
I love her.
So tell me the secrets behind that. Like, how much of that? Like, what? It wasn't real.
No, it's not real. So let me give you my example.
Yeah,
I got a call one time from, and Kelsey Grammer had a project that he was EPing. And the conversation between me and the agent was, it's Kelsey Grammer. And I was like, I don't see why my tits are so important. It's not even a fucking reoccurring role. It's just a check. Who the fuck is Kelsey Grammer? And he was like, not that I don't know who he is. Kelsey Grammer has had a tremendous career and cheers to him. You know what I'm saying? But Cherry Johnson is not being offered money from Kelsey Grammer that is going to change her life, right?
Facts.
So I'm not auditioning to go in here and get naked.
Mm-hmm.
Where I decided that I wasn't going on that audition because it just wasn't for me, right? Because it didn't move the story forward. It was not going to help my career. It was not going to be a turning point that was going to make me some astronomical money. Mm-hmm. But what I did do is I turned around in another film and I had a threesome with two women in the movie. I didn't show anything. I think you saw a side boob, under boob, something like that. There was boob, but there was no nipple. But my character who had the threesome with two women was on a low budget independent film. It drove the story.
That makes sense.
It gave me the opportunity. I was a dirty cop. And I fell in love with somebody who I was casing. Not only did I fall in love with, but I lusted. So it gave me an opportunity as an actress to do something I had never done, to do yes. something I was interested in, and to do something that drove the story in a different
right. way. So
right. I'm asking as a fan, when you go into audition for that, they ask you to come in topless so you can, is that part of the audition?
No.
Okay. No, not now. I've heard some stories.
They've asked me to come in a bikini.
Yes.
Rush Hour 2 asked me to come in a bikini, and it was not a comfortable audition. I'll say that.
Got you. SG 60. See what I'm talking about.
Right. Maybe I should get my, you're right. Let me get my tea because I got tea in water. So let me get my tea. It was not a comfortable audition.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think that it's very important, exactly what you said, to help drive the story forward. But I know that there are just certain things that I'm just not comfortable with. And showing my body like that is definitely one of them, because of the fact that, again, I want you to see my talent. I want my talent to be able to tell the story. Now, sometimes that is a important and a crucial part of the story. Then let's figure that out, how to assimilate that without me having to be the one who is completely exposed, because it's generally always the women.
Yeah. I have great tits. I'm not even really opposed to showing them, because at 45, they still sitting pretty.
Boom.
But make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make it be something that when people see the film, they're not just like, did you see Cherry's tits?
Right.
Make it be the character that people remember. Make it be the film that people remember, that project.
Absolutely.
That it was like, Cherry did that. You know what I'm saying? And also make the paycheck make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's all that math got a math. Like, you know, so unless that, like, that's one of the things that I'm not interested in doing. I'm not interested in being in a film where, like, I have to play possessed, or there's some type of exorcism, and I'm good on that. No thanks. I cannot do it. I've had to say no several times, because I'm like, you know, there's this, okay, the script is interesting, but you see, like, on page 15 where the priest come and he's throwing holy water on me, and then you see the demon, I'm good. No, thank you.
See, Cherry will fuck with the demon. You know what I'm saying?
Throw you would do that?
Yeah! Catholic school, I got a sick sense of humor.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm not mad at it. I can't. It's just something. And maybe, honestly, to be told, I think maybe it's because I'm low key scary. I think that's also part of it. Like, I'm low key.
I don't want to die. I'm cool on dying.
Yeah, see,
and because life imitates art. So there's some.
Yes.
I'm not gonna. I'll kill somebody though.
Yeah, I could do that. Depending, I could do that. Like, you know, we could talk about it, you know, just depending. But yeah, that's something else. I'm like, I'm good on that. But other than that, like, I'm open to discussion about, you know, what may present itself. So
I was looking at, you know, a lot of the things that you've done. Do you know how many actors you and Cherry have in common? That y'all work together?
I do not. It's a lot, huh? Hey.
Like, right?
I don't know, but I know that she did Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you worked with Soleil and Jalil.
Yeah.
And Bumper.
Oh, yeah. She worked
with Soleil. That is so true. I totally forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. That's that. Love it.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like I've been such a fan of her career, and to watch her literally grow and blossom is amazing. And then come to find out at one point we had the same agent, and it was just like, it was amazing. It's amazing.
How did you get acting?
So I think, honestly and truly, this was something that I knew that I wanted to do since I was probably about 3, 4. Yeah. I realized from a very early age that this was my purpose. And I always tell the story about how I was a huge Whitney Houston fan. So I was probably like maybe 3, 4 at the time. Whitney Houston had a concert. Was it a concert? Yes. For some troops. I think they were in Iraq or something like that. I can't exactly remember where. However, my grandmother taped this concert for me. I knew like the set list, the choreography, forwards and backwards. Like I knew the ad libs. When she was talking to the crowd, I could say I didn't miss a beat. I watched this concert over and over because that was my girl. Then the bodyguard came out and I was like, what'd she do that for? Because now I need to be on TV. For real, for real. And I told my mom, I want to be Whitney Houston. And my mom was like, okay, so you can't be Whitney because God only made one of them. But what you can do is be the best Kiami that you can be. And the best Kiami that you can be, is that what you see as far as like yourself being on TV? And is that what? Yes, that's it. So, and then from there, I actually started out modeling. So, like I said earlier, I'm from Kentucky. So, respect, however, comma, there is not a lot of opportunity, if you will, in Kentucky as far as like for entertainment and things like that.
You're out of Chicago?
They make film.
You're out of Chicago?
I mean, I guess you probably could, but I mean, you got to move to a place where the opportunity is there. So I started out modeling with a model and talent agency called Images Model and Talent in Kentucky. And so I started there. And then after that, I went to a few modeling conventions, found my very first manager who I still talk to this day. And I moved to LA. And, you know, my mom was like, you sure? Like, this is what you want to do? I was like, absolutely. And, you know, we talked about it, how that meant that there was going to be sacrifice, you know, how that meant that I wasn't going to be able to see my family as much as I wanted to because I'm across the country, how that means, you know, that because she's a single mother. So she was like, you know, how that means that there are times when you may not always get, you know, what it is that you want because I got to make sure that you're taken care of. You'll never need for anything, but sometimes, you know, you just can't always have what you want. So understanding what all that looks like. And she's like, I just want to make sure you get it as well as a 7-year-old could. And at that point, we made the move. And the rest is history.
What's up, right
there? He also writes.
I do.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because you've come to the point where you're like, you can't just leave your career in everybody else's hands and do these 100 auditions before you get a job. What prompted you to start writing?
I think it was honestly just that. And I think there was just a story that I needed to tell. And so when it came time to wanting to tell this story, I was like, well, who better to be able to tell it than myself? And at the end of the day, that means that I can create my content the way that I want to create my content and say what I want to say, how I want to say it, and not have to necessarily be controlled by any outside variables. So that was what started the process. Now, being candid, it's not totally my most favoriteest thing to do, because here's the thing. I get bored easily. I'm not even going to lie. I do. So it just requires, now I do it because I enjoy the creative process in general. However, it just like I feel like just that attention span of mine, I'm just like, okay, this is a lot. And I don't have the patience. I was just talking to my mom about this earlier today where I'm like, I really believe, you know, like the lesson is patience, because I am not the most patient of person. So I think that that really is where it stems from. Not that I don't necessarily enjoy it or like, and that my creative juices flow. Like I enjoyed that process of it. It's just the being patient and seeing it through is the thing that is just like, but I do it because I enjoy the end result. And I enjoy, like I said, being able to tell my story my way. Plus, I also enjoy watching others kind of bring my story to life, which is a beautiful thing too, to kind of see that. So I work through the, maybe the grunt work so that we can get to that part of it. But yeah, to definitely kind of bring it full circle, it was just to make sure that I can kind of, you know, be in control of my career. And like you said, it's a hard when you have, you know, got to boss up, like, because it's a hard waiting on other people, you know, to call you. And I was at the point where I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, and it's cool and I'm grateful, you know, that Matilda continues to open doors for me. However, at a certain point, I also was like, okay, well, I'm not going to allow you to create a seat at the table. I'm going to just go ahead and pull up a chair and have a seat. I don't need you to give me a seat. I'm going to bring my own.
Last thing I got to say. So you say you 4'11"?
I am. Okay. I say 5 foot just because it's easier to round it up, but I don't quite think I'm 5 foot. I really think I'm like 4'11", but we're going to go with 5 foot just because it's easier.
So you should be in every Kevin Hart movie then. Anytime Kevin Hart. Every time he needs a girlfriend, a wife.
That's real though. That's real. I lost a job over being too tall for Kevin. So that's real.
Did you?
Wait, what happened? What'd you say?
I lost a job over being too tall. Kevin was doing this pilot long time ago and they got mad at me because I said put his ass on the Apple box.
No, that's right.
Well, I mean, hey, that's what they for though. I mean, that's not a lie. I mean, I see no lies. I don't know.
Right. So fucking cute.
Of course.
So cute and so precious. I love you when you come back.
I love you. Yes. Yes.
Promise.
I got you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, you got to come back after I decorate the room.
Yes. Okay. Let's go. Like, I'm ready.
I'm serious. I love you.
I love
you.
And
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's World. Heard across the world. Welcome to Cherry's World. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's World. Representing for every girl. Welcome to Cherry's World.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.